بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back. Your Tajweed Made Easy. Lesson number 16. We're on, okay? Noon, Sakin, and Tanween. Page number 20. Okay? Okay, let's go straight into this. Look at the examples below and look at what a Noon, Sakin, and Tanween look like. The reason for this is that if certain letters come after a Noon, Sakin, or Tanween, then there will be a rule taking place. For this lesson, you just need to identify both. So basically, this lesson is all about what is a Noon Sakin, what does it look like, and what is Tanween. Okay, the first box underneath that, the circle letters are known as Noon Sakin. Basically, it's a Noon with a Sukoon on it. So the first two look like a Noon, okay? The second one, obviously, is joined to the Ta, and then them are the few states you'll see it in, okay, inshallah. Okay, the more complex side is the Tanween. Noon Sakin is quite easy. It's Noon with a Sukoon on it, okay? Okay, what is Tanween? Fathatain, two Zabr. Kasratain, two Zair. And Dhammatain, two Pesh, are known as Tanween. So altogether, we're looking at four different states. Noon Sakin is one state. Two Zabr, Fathatain, is the second state. Two Zair, Kasratain, is the third state. And two Pesh, the Dhammatain, is the fourth state, okay? Take a look at these examples and get used to the Noon Sakin and Tanween, okay? I've circled where the Noon Sakin and Tanween are at the moment, okay? So if I said to you, in Minkum, where is the Noon Sakin? There you see, with the circle, that's what you'd say, okay? Now, the second example, Jannatin. Jannatin, the Noon Sakin and Tanween you're looking for. So, okay, what's in that one? Is a Tanween, okay? The next one, underneath it says it, Tanween Qawman. Okay, the two Zabr, Fathatain. So basically, going through all these examples, you're going to find a Noon Sakin or a Tanween. The reason why I'm making you identify these, and just we've put aside a lesson just for identification of these, is because you have to be very good at identifying these in the Quran. Because after these, if certain letters come, you have to do certain things. Okay, inshallah. So first, the first thing is that you have to start to identify in the Quran where the Noon Sakin and Tanween are. What I'm going to do, inshallah, is I'm going to read through all the examples and tell you at the same time. Even though it's marked, it's circled, I just want to be clear on what's going on in this lesson, okay? Okay, Minkum, the Noon Sakin is marked there, okay? Jannatin, the Tanween is marked there under the Ta. Qawman, above the mean, is the Tanween. Nafsun, above the seen, is the Tanween. Remember, Tanween is what? It's either going to be a Fathatain, two Zabr, Kasratain, two Zair, or Dhammatain, two Pesh, okay? Antum, that's the Noon Sakin. Shay'in, that's Tanween. Deenan, that's the Tanween on the Noon. Khayrun, that's a Tanween on the Ra. An, Tarufa'u, the Noon Sakin. Unzur, Noon Sakin again. Zaytunin, that's Tanween under the Noon. Hounan, Tanween again above the Noon. Shuhudun, that's Tanween above the Dal. Yansurkum, that's Noon Sakin. And Yawma Idin, that's Tanween under the Dal. Now basically what you have to remember, in the Quran, this is how to identify it. You know the N sound. The Noon Sakin and the Tanween have the same sound. Now listen carefully. Even though one has a Tanween and the other one has a Noon Sakin, they both have the N sound. So look, Minkum, Minkum, there's an N sound there. Even though that's a Noon Sakin. Nafsun, there's a N at the end. Nafsun, even though that's a Tanween, okay? It's not necessary to have a Noon there to have that sound, okay? So these four states, the Noon Sakin and the Tanween, them three states, they all make the N sound. An, in, or un sound, okay, inshallah. So what I'm wanting from you guys after this lesson is you can look into the Quran and you are able to pick out where there is a Noon Sakin and where there is a Tanween. Fathatain, two Zabr, Kasratain, two Zair, and Dhammatain, two Pesh, which are known as Tanween, okay? I need you to get used to this terminology, Noon Sakin and Tanween. Noon Sakin and Tanween. So off you go now, and what I need you to do is find some examples in the Quran of Noon Sakin and of Tanween, of different Tanweens, okay? Not just you're finding two Zabr all the time, Fathatain, or two Zair all the time, Kasratain. I want you to mix and match it, okay, inshallah. And then inshallah, after this, the next lesson, We're going to look at the rules concerning the letters that come after Noon, Sakin, and Tanween. So when I say in the next lesson, if after Noon, Sakin, and Tanween, this letter comes, this is what you have to do, you might be stuck on, oh, hold on a second, what is Noon, Sakin, and Tanween? So that's why lesson 16 is telling you what is a Noon, Sakin, or a Tanween, inshallah, okay? I hope that makes sense. Jazakum Allah khairan for your time and patience. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.